Welcome to today's Optics Rate Debates. My name is Theodor.
I'm Andras.
And today we are going to talk about Leica UltraVite binoculars. We are doing a series of videos of different Leica series of products, about general Leica categories of products, so check them out. We have a really good video about Leica binoculars, then we have a video about Leica binoculars with rangefinder. And we have different videos of different category, different series of Leica binoculars, and this video is going to be made about Leica UltraVite. So, Andras, I know you get at most of the questions regarding the UltraVites, and I will just suggest that we start.
Yeah, I think it would be great to start this debate off with a little bit of, about history of the UltraVite series. So,
well, the UltraVite series is it's a really young series for Leica standards, because Leica is producing binoculars for 110 years. A little bit above that, and UltraVite, they came out first in 2003, so
yeah,
we could say they are young, even though
they're still in their adolescence.
Well, yeah, they are. This series is older than our company, and they are older than many other companies in the market. But for Leica, like I said, they're producing binoculars for more than 100 years. It's not that old. It came out in a little bit different than this models that we have here now. So the first UltraVite was in 2003. Then they made the first refreshment in 2007. So
the UltraVite name, HD, right?
HD, yeah. The same like this are, even though in 2015 the latest model came out, this one which we have now, and this is the HD Plus. So the difference was that the difference between the first and the second generation was that the HD got the fluorite containing lenses, so it got much better optical performance than the normal UltraVite. HD Plus also got, in addition to fluorite containing lenses, the lenses made by Schott, which are called the HT. We know this type of glass also from other products like Zeiss Victory HT, the binoculars and the riflescopes, they use the same glass. Then also the Schmidt & Bender Polar riflescopes, they also use this glass. So this is the glass which enables better light transmission rate. So in the case of the Leica UltraVite models, that meant they went from 90% of light transmission rate to 92 or 93. So they really came to the highest possible level for Schmidt & Pechan prisms, which are inside of this.
These are a type of roof prisms, right?
This, yeah, the type of roof prisms. And because of the HD glass, the Schott HD glass, they're really achieving best possible light transmission rate for this type of prisms. And this can be really useful in low light situations.
So here in this talk, we naturally have the latest model, the HD Plus model. Mm-hmm. And the fact that this is the HD Plus model is marked here. The HD is written in red color, right?
Red HD.
It used to be written in white on the older models, which are not the Plus, but only the HD models.
It's quite hard to distinguish between them. I would also say in optical performance, when you look at them in a normal bright day, it's not much of a difference. In low light it is, because this HD Plus, they do more light gets through them, I would say.
So here in UltraVite HD Plus, we have to point out we have many different models. We have 8x32, 10x32, 7x42, 8x42, 10x42, 8x50, 10x50, and 12x50.
Eight models
altogether. Yeah. So enough for everyone to choose their own model.
There are even some, I would say, most of the producers, they do like 8x32, 10x32, 8x42, 10x42
are quite common. Standard magnification.
10x50 is also quite common. However, what is not common is 7x42. This is a really, really, I would say, unique model in this series, because nobody else produces 7x42 binoculars on this level of quality. No one. Well, to be honest, in this level of quality, you only have Swarovski and Zeiss together with Leica, so the big three. And 7x42 is really special because of this reason. And the second similar model is also 8x50. Everybody else produces 8x56, much bigger, heavier binoculars. Leica is producing 8x50, really astonishingly good binoculars for low light use, but still compact. So these two models are really, really unique. And they cover, with an UltraVite, they cover all the everything what somebody would wish they have a model for it. With eight models, I think this is the biggest model range of any series of Leica. And I would also be quite sure from any other series of premium high-quality binoculars at the market at the moment. The Ultrawit is the workhorse in Leica's whole portfolio. Since they offer really extremely high-quality optical performance, and on the other side they are quite cheaper than, let's say, the Noctivit and similar binoculars.
I think we also have to point out that all these are made in Germany.
Yeah, they're made in Leitzpark in Wetzlar.
They also come with 10 years of warranty.
Yeah.
And they come with some nice additional accessories that come in the package. So you get a nice
bag, yeah.
A nice bag.
With a big red dot like on top.
Of course, that has to be added.
Yeah, they're famous for this red dot.
Also the neoprene strap.
They come more or less with what you expect.
Yes.
What is also important with them is the focusing mechanism. So the focusing mechanism is made out of titanium. Well, it has titanium parts in it. At least this was something what was mentioned in the catalogs in the previous years. What I notice is that the focusing mechanism is very reliable. So even at extreme temperatures, it still works completely the same like at room temperature. This is something that is really important. So even at minus 20, it will still work normally.
This is probably what Leica means with durability, right?
Yeah.
This is.
When you are talking about durability, we can also talk about other technologies inside of Leica Ultrawit series of binoculars. First of all, they feature roof prisms, the Schmidt and Pechan type, which makes them really compact and really short. They are among the shortest binoculars in their class, no matter which model you look at. They come with a twist-up eye cups, which are really perfect for if you're using glasses or if you're using without them. They feature Aquadura coating on external surfaces of lenses, so there is no external. They repel water, and there is no external fogging because of this. And they even protect the lenses against scratches, light scratches. Don't try it with something sharp.
Yes. Yeah, so.
But they are more durable than normal lenses without this coating. They also feature, I think, Hilux coatings on the prisms, so you get really optical, high quality optical performance, and with this famous rich colors and contrast from Leica. Leica is known to produce really nice colors, vivid colors when you look through them.
Their price is somewhere in between the Noctivit and above Trinovit.
Yeah, they start around 1,800, something like that, and they end at 2,200,
2,300. So there's a lot of models, and
it's hard to say for every eight models. And also, we're doing this video in 2018. Who knows how the prices will be in 2019, 2020, and so on. I do presume that this model will live for quite some time. And I still think it's really, really competitive. It has a monobridge design. This is something what on the top level of binoculars you're able to get an open bridge. But still, even with the monobridge design, they're more affordable because of this reason, and the quality is still here. They're also waterproof, filled with nitrogen, and they offer wide field of view in most of their flavors, in most of the models.
Thank you. So for all the answers, I hope that we covered everything. If you have any additional questions, as usual, leave a comment in the comment section or send us an email. Like this video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.